commandment, says the Lord. Love one another as I have loved you.
Praise and honor to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in this world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper, and he took off his outer garments. He took a towel, and he tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." And Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." So Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." And Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." So, when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Many of you know that recently I went through a time that was very dark for me. And in that time of darkness, I had plenty of time to sit and to think. About 9 weeks worth of sitting and thinking, actually. And during that time, I was reminded of a few things that I do hold dear and that I hold precious. Because I really think that in this next phase of my life, and now that I'm into my 61st year of life, okay, having turned 60, and knowing that already I have 35 years of priesthood behind me and 15 more probably ahead of me, I want to spend that priesthood doing the things that I think are the most important. I want to spend my life doing what I think is the most important. And in terms of some of that, I have also begun to realize that there are a lot of things that are really not as important to me anymore. I don't need to have everything done my way. I'm trying to mean it. But I do realize that it's not the most important thing. Yes, it can make things nice for you. Yes, you can have nice liturgies because, you know, we all hold each other to a fairly high standard around here. But when the train comes off the track, is it really the end of the world? And the answer is no. Yes, of course we try to make it the best it can be. But what happens when one of us trips and falls along the way? Is it really the end of the world? And the answer is no. It's not important to be perfect. I'm going to tell you that most of the time, as you know, I think I'm right. And that was the pot calling the kettle black. But nonetheless, and I mean, and I'm going to tell you something. I don't open my mouth when I don't have an opinion on something. If I've not thought it out, and I don't hold my feelings strongly, you'll really not see me argue over much. But what I am going to tell you is that I've also begun to realize in my life that it really doesn't matter how right I am. And I'm used to, like I said, thinking I'm right most of the time. But I've come to realize that that's not really what's important. That's not what matters. I stop and I think about us as a church. Because I don't have time anymore just to want to be right and to try to tell the world I'm right because I think I am. I don't have time for that anymore. What I do have time for is what Jesus shows us how to do in the gospel. And it's how to love each other and to be each other's servants. Because we can be all the right in the world that we want to be, but if they do not experience the love of Jesus through us, even when we're being right, what good is it? What good is it? We can be as perfect as we want to be. But if in our perfection we wind up stepping on other people instead of showing them that our God loved us anyway, even in our imperfection, unless we learn how to do that, what good is being perfect? You see, the catechism and the gospel are just not meant as missiles to be sailed at people who aren't doing it the way we want them to. They're an invitation to new life. They're an invitation to live more fully. They're an invitation to spend our lives in service and in love. And there are just some things I'm not going to have much time for anymore, for however long that God gives me on this earth. Because I still need death to pass me over. Because sometimes I cling to it and I hang on to it. And I need God to paint that blood on the doorposts of my house so that blood can pass, so that death can pass me over by the sign of that blood. I still need to be at this table, the body broken open and the blood poured out for the life of the world. That's who I'm called to be, and that's who you're called to be. We need that. And until we die to ourselves, we can't let that happen. Because if it's always about us, then we've missed the point. But tonight's gospel, and you know this from many years of hearing it over and over again, tonight's gospel, in John's version of the Last Supper, there is no supper. It's all about the washing of the feet. when Jesus says not just once to his disciples, but twice to Simon Peter, God love him, as thick-headed as he is, do you have any idea what I've just done for you? And Simon Peter's going, And most of the time we don't. We don't know what the Lord has done for us. That I've got time for. I've got time to kneel at the feet of someone who needs me, just simply because they need me. And I can wash those feet. That's what God calls forth from us. Can we be of service to each other? Can we lay down our lives in service to each other? Can we live in love for each other? Because none of the rest of it matters if we don't do that. And that's why Jesus looks at Simon and says, unless you learn how to be a servant and learn how to be served, then you have no inheritance with me. And then Simon jumps right in with both feet. Well, then wash all of me, Lord. Wash all of me. That needs to be our prayer tonight. That God washes all of us. And that as the Lord washes our feet, and we learn to wash the feet of others. And again, there's no foot washing tonight, again, during time of plague. I'm just so glad you're all here this year. Okay? But that's what it's about. And that, my friends, when it comes to love, I have all the time in the world for love. Because as it seems to me, I read the Lord's Gospel, that it's truly the only thing that matters.